Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fav for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our episode today, episode number 70, a $375,000 win at McCarran International Airport. And I'll love to give you the details of that because a young man who won it lives about 22 miles away from my front door in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Oh, what a sweet flight home that must have been. Can you imagine? Hey, and as always, we welcome back our digital audience. It's a rather warm day here in Western Pennsylvania on this August 22nd, 2019. And the seats are filled in the Casino USA studio, but the digital audience never makes an issue out of it. They just seem out of fit. I guess that's the advantage of being digital. Welcome back, ladies and gents. Well, the details of our title, this gets back to this point. How many of the experts tell us never gamble at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas? You know, this line, the machines have the lowest legal payout rates in the state, they say, 85%. You know, save your money because you'll never, never win. That's what they warn us. And I read that, heard that from maybe a dozen or so sources, the print media, YouTube, podcasts. Oh my, these so-called gambling experts just say, the house edge, the house edge, the house edge. But despite their wisdom, a young man from Western Pennsylvania won that $375,000 after spending but $3 on a max bet on a dollar machine. His one max bet paid off so big. Good for him. And no kidding, just a few days ago, I met his mother, who is one of the happiest nurses that I know. I love telling this story because the winner lives in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, which is about 24 or so miles from my front door. Yeah, man. And this is another reason why I always spend $20 at the McCarran Airport, because you never know when those slots are going to pop, you know? And that's what they call gambling. And just because the great fortune and luck happened to this young man doesn't mean it's going to happen to you or me, friends, but we can always dream, can't we? And I think it's exciting to learn about people who have this great fortune, this luck, you know, this random thing called good luck. Because, you know, where is it? It might be just coming around a corner for you or me. And I want to just say, sometimes just put the experts aside. And if you want to throw your $10 in that machine at the airport, go ahead and give it a crank, because you just never know. You just never know. Okay, short break, and we'll be right back. You know, Jenny and I don't often eat Vegas buffets, but if we did, where would we go and why? What makes a particular Vegas buffet special and attractive to Casinos USA? Well, my first thought is BOGO coupon. BOGO coupon. Buy one, get one free. How about you? Do you base your culinary choices on BOGO coupons? Well, we do.
Hi, this is Jane. Just a word about BOGOs. Funny story, when we were in Las Vegas in February and we were staying at the Luxor, we went to the food court and they have a sub shop there that we like. And so we had a coupon from one of our books for subs, buy one, get one. And so we just said to the two gentlemen working there, we said, oh, we have a BOGO. And they just looked at us like we were crazy. And they said, BOGO? So we had to explain it meant buy one, get one. And as often as they've done this over the years, I said, you mean you really never heard that term? And they said, no, not BOGO, no. So just a word of advice. And you know how that is when you travel and you say something that you're used to saying, but that another part of the country or the world doesn't have that. It's just kind of comical when it happens. Okay, we've told you over the years that we get two books, Las Vegas Advisor and American Casino Guide. These are priceless to us if you're going to be going to Las Vegas, even if you're only staying 3-4 days, or if you're definitely staying more than 5 days, because there's just so many coupons in there. And I've found that the coupons kind of force me to go try someplace new. Okay, let me tell you how to get the Las Vegas Advisor Member Rewards book, which is the booklet that has all the coupons. You would go to the website lasvegasadvisor.com, or you can phone at 702-252-0655. Now, you also get a monthly hard copy newsletter, the Las Vegas Advisor, and we wait for these every month, and we love to look at them. And this month, in fact, our favorite show on the Strip is the Bronx Wanderers, and they're on the cover. Other people have finally discovered them. They had been at Bally's for at least a year or more, and they're now at the Link. And we ran into a couple friends of ours who had been there this summer, and they said, "Oh, we have a show to tell you about." And when they said it, we said, "Oh, we've been there. We agree. That's probably the best show there. I mean, you get up and start dancing at the tables while you're watching them. They're just amazing. They never stop for the entire time that they're performing." Okay, so that's how you get in touch with them, and then you get the newsletter. And they're just advantageous if you go there. And in that rewards booklet, for instance, there are 23 buy one, get one buffet coupons in it. Now, that's not all that's in there. They also have get a 2-for-1 entree coupons at many of the restaurants. And most of them, if there's only one, if you're going single, you can get 50% off your meal. That's printed right on the coupons. So you don't have to have two people. And really, you can save just at Ellis Island alone. You can save so much. You get 2 rounds of 3 drinks each. Three rounds for two people. You get that, and you get 50% buy one, get one entree free. You get their barbecue, buy one, get one free. They just have amazing values there, and the food is excellent, and the pricing is very, very good. So you can't lose on that one, really. The American Casino Guide also has more than a dozen of buffet BOGO coupons, and it costs between $16 and $18, depending on the bookstore or the online distributor. But remember to purchase the guide for the year you're going to be there, because they go from January to December of each year. So for right now, we'd be using 2019's, and all the coupons expire on December 31st of 2019. So if you're going next year, you want to buy the 2020 edition. And so we also suggest, if you're staying 5 days or so in Las Vegas, then you might want to eat at least maybe 3 buffets, but you would vary them. Like we would say 1 breakfast, 1 lunch, 1 dinner. They're fun. I mean, you do see some foods that you've never seen before. Now, the Wicked Spoon at the Cosmopolitan, we had 2 coupons for that, but we never got to go there. In fact, they weren't buy one, get ones. I can't even remember what they were for. I think they were like half off each person, which is similar. But what's unique about this buffet is that they do something that is called pre-plating. They have plates that are set out with the foods on them, and it makes this buffet exceptional to all the rest. We have never seen that done anywhere else.
And you don't have that mess, you know, where people have picked things out and just a few things left. I mean, every plate looks beautiful, as if you're in an upscale restaurant at the Cosmo.
Well, and this buffet is upscale, so you can probably catch it online if you wanted to go to their website, possibly, or I would suggest looking at any of the videos about that buffet. But that's at the Cosmo, which is upscale altogether and a hip, I would say, altogether. A favorite among millennials, and maybe that's part of the reason. But we will get to that buffet.
I want to just give you my information on my favorite lunch buffet at the Gold Coast, because you can get two on a BOGO for $15. That's a great lunch. And a lot of the other buffets for lunch are under $20. Do you have a favorite buffet?
Oh, my favorite among buffets is always the breakfast buffet. I tend to like that more than any of the other ones, or seafood. You know, I'm a big fan of the seafood buffet. I'm not that big of a meat eater, so, you know, ribs don't appeal to me. A lot of meat dishes don't. So, but give me shrimp and give me crab and give me lobster, and I'm very happy.
Well, Belly's is now featuring a lobster buffet, so you might want to check that out.
Well, since we're staying there, I can guarantee you I will more than check that out. I will definitely go there. If you have criteria that you use to pick a buffet, let us know. I know some people think, you know, they poo-poo buffets, saying, oh, the food is just mediocre, and now that's not always true, and they say you can't eat healthy, and that's definitely not true, because there's a ton of salad. I have never seen any buffet skimp on the fresh fruit, fresh vegetable salad dish anywhere. Everybody seems to have that, so you can eat as healthy as you want.
I think that's important to say, Janie, that eating healthy, because there's so many vegetables, salads, and fruit available that you might not find, you know, if just went to a restaurant and got a burger, you know, for pretty much the same cost.
Right.
You can
right.
eat so much healthier at the buffet, and you don't have to stuff yourself or make a pig out of yourself. You can just eat very carefully and wisely and enjoy a great meal.
Right. You can skip the dessert tables, the dessert counters, if you so choose. But we just, you know, it depends where we're staying if we want to try it. I know that Paris has an exceptional brunch, especially on Sundays, as does Bally's has their, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but they have their exceptional brunch. A lot of them do on Sundays especially. Because even the Vegas natives go out on Sundays for brunches. So drop us a little line or call in our phone number to let us know if there's any criteria you have for a buffet or if there's a special one.
Well, there's that Australian shepherd upstairs, and that's Bo and Oliver. They're barking. They must have heard us talking about buffets. So before we leave this part of the podcast today, just our voicemail number if you wanted to talk about buffets. 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. All right, short break, and we're coming back. Well, just 2 days ago, we got back from the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Flintstone, Maryland. And it's probably going to be our last casino visit until we head off to Vegas October 1st. So can you believe it? We're going to actually try to behave ourselves in September. I have a list, you know what I mean? I got to paint the garage door, sand it down first, of course, and all. I mean, I got a list. I'm sure you got a list, too. And I got to get that done because we have an 8-day trip planned in October, 4 days in Las Vegas and 4 days in Reno. We've never been to Reno. We're pretty excited about that. But before I get to the story of Rocky Gap, which is pretty cool because we were joined the first night by Jerry and Elaine, two great friends, two awesome gamblers. We're talking about slots, video poker, and craps. And then on the second day, we're joined by Jeff from Columbia, Maryland, and he's a blackjack specialist. So a lot of fun at Rocky Gap. But before we do that, I have a news item. This is going to be very specific to people who are from Western Pennsylvania, but just hang with that because these kind of things could be happening in your state. The state of Pennsylvania has granted what we'll call mini casino licenses. And again, just a few, 20 miles or so from our front door, you know, 35 minutes, the final license for Westmoreland Mall Mini Casino has been approved. And this is in Westmoreland County in the Hempfield Township area. And what it was is, you know, the retail business is pretty tough. And, you know, some people are still winners there. But the Bon-Ton store went out. And so the Cordish Company took it over, and they got approval now finally by the state of Pennsylvania to open a mini casino. This casino is going to feature 750 slot machines and 30 table games. The second floor of the building will house a restaurant and a bar area, event center, and there'll be an entryway connected to an on-site parking garage. Hey, this is pretty exciting. Rumor has it that Guy Fieri's taco joint is one of the people that may be coming. So, nonetheless, this is supposedly going to open in 2020, you know, so within the year, in the next 12 months. And what I like to read about is it's going to create 500 full-time jobs, and the average annual wage is $43,000. But still, that's a good, you know, shot in the arm for our area, particularly for young people starting out with their careers. So I'm excited about it. And this Westmoreland project, this mini casino directed by the Cordish Company, is expected to generate $188 million in annual revenue for the county. That's Westmoreland County. And an additional $148 million from construction. And those construction jobs will probably be about 960 direct and indirect construction jobs. So everybody's really, really excited about it. It's only a year away. Now, I have, personally, I can go to Nemacolin and Lady Luck. I can go a little longer to Rocky Gap in Flintstone, Maryland, outside of the state of Pennsylvania. I can go to the Rivers in downtown Pittsburgh. I can go to the Meadows. And now I can go to Westmoreland County at the old Bon Ton store in the Westmoreland Mall and shoot some crafts. I mean, it just, this proliferation of casinos around America, it's not going to stop, friends. It's just not going to stop. Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll be talking about what happened at Rocky Gap. Oh, man, hang in there. Well, welcome to Craps Talk. So, Jerry and Elaine are friends. Jerry and I go way back to high school. Met Elaine after she was married to Jerry. She's not from our little town. She's a few little towns down the road. Jerry's a Vietnam veteran. A lot of respect for him. Good friend. Was a great high school baseball player. And he enjoys gambling, and I think Elaine enjoys gambling even more than Jerry. So they take a couple months off from their work and head to Florida over the winter. We've never done that, but they always are ready to tell us about it because we're always ready to ask about what it's like to take 2 months off and stay around the panhandle of Florida when it's 8 degrees here in Pittsburgh. You know, it's maybe 66 or 68 degrees there, so a little difference. Get through the winter, sounds nice. But they beat us to Rocky Gap by 20 minutes or so, and we were, you know, in conversation with them on the phone, and we got checked into our suite and said, hey, let's go up to the concierge social room. We have that privilege. So we went up there, and we had some drinks and hors d'oeuvres and made our plans, you know, so basically, we said we're going to go down and gamble. We'll do our things. Jerry wanted to try the new slots with Elaine. And Janie, of course, is a slot person. And I said, no, I'm going to go afternoon craps here. And then we'd meet back at one of the restaurants there, L&B, it's called. It's upscale. And get they're known, nationally known for their crab cakes. Maryland is in general. And particularly the restaurant at Rocky Gap. So that's what we did. We met a few nice people when we were up there. Jerry and I sat at a different table than Elaine and Janie. And we met a young couple out of Baltimore. We said we'd mention them. They were fantastic people. They had a little one at home. But the young lady was a teacher in the School for the Blind in the Baltimore area. And she was on a break before school started. And just a fantastic young couple. And over and over, I say, when I meet these young couples, I've just been blessed to do that. It always restores my faith in the future of America. you know, family people. That's what I mean. So anyway, we meet again for dinner. We went back to the room, changed and all that, and I'm sure they did. And we met again at the restaurant, and all three were up. Janie was up. Lane was up. Jerry was up. And I was like, shut up, because I was $90 down, you know, from my crap. So, wow. But before I tell you about what part two, like after dinner, we went back out and we said we'd meet at the fire pits later. And we did. And again, there's this gorgeous lake. And outside the studio, outside of the casino, I should say, are fire pits, a beautiful patio area with an outdoor bar. Just unbelievable. You have to look at it online. And so we said, we'll meet at one of the fire pits and, you know, talk about life a little bit before we go to bed. They were leaving the next morning. Next day for us, we were going to run into one of our children, Jeff, who lives in Columbia, and with one of his kids. So we were looking forward to that. So we said, okay, well, I wanted to tell you that, you know, one of the things I do when I'm staying at a place, you know, for a couple of days, or I'm going to play craps in a couple segments, is I color up at the table, sure, but then when I cash out, I don't turn in all my chips. And why don't I do that? And this might be a helpful tip. Because as this happened to you, it happened to me, and that's why I do this. You go to a craps table, and there's a hell of a shoot going on. And there's room for you. You know, it's not like you're in the second row or something. But you can't stop. Under the craps protocol, you just can't be a pig and throw your money down and stop the game and get your chips, because the shooter's on a roll, man. And I knew that because of, you know, the all small, all tall, make them all bets. I could see that he had made like 5 points, and, you know, I thought, wow. But what I had done is I kept $11 in chips, two reds and a white, in my pocket. And so he made a four, which was the point when I stepped up to it, and all I could do was I put five. Well, I could, a lot of things I could do, but this is what I did. I put $5 on the pass line for the next come out. I didn't even bother anybody because I had the chips. Didn't have to ask for money, you know, for chips with money. And I put $6 in odds. Now, that's, I would do more than that, you know, if I was, had the chips, but that's what I had. And, you know, he throws a couple eights, a couple nine, but then he throws that five. And that was the point. And so I got $5 more from the pass line and $9 from the $6 bet. You know, place two, you get three from the pass line. So now I had a little money. And I slowly worked my way into a position where I had, you know, $70, $80. And because he just kept rolling. And I did my 3-2-1 craps. That's what I played. So 3-2-1 craps, again, is once the point is made, if the point's a 4 or a 10, you just put one chip for an odds bet. If it's 5 or 9, you put two chips, you know, $10. If it's a 6 or 8, $15. Then you place the remaining numbers, or all the numbers, depending what the point is, of 22 inside. That's a 6, 8, 9, 5. You know, 5, 6, 8, 9. But I was in the mood to do something different there, so I put money on the field, and it hit. without hitting a 5, 6, or 8, which I still would have won too, but it hit. So I took that and put money on the 4 and 10. So I really had money across the board, and I had my 3-2-1 odds. And that $11 I went to the table with, and I remember I was $90 down. Well, how about $338 later, I went to the fire pits. You know, and that, damn, That's the great glory of this game. That's, you know, it's the old line. I used it recently in the podcast. You ain't dead till your ass is cold. Jimmy the Greek supposedly said that. And that's how gambling is. Now, you know, I'm not talking about chasing losses, but, you know, I could have just been upset. I lost $90. And hell with craps. I'm not playing craps, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I know that happens. I just, if I was on the don'ts, they were making numbers. If I was on the numbers on the pass line or whatever, they were shooting 7 outs right away. That just happens, you know. So I just couldn't get alignment, you know, craps alignment with the system. So in the evening, I went back to 3-2-1, and it was a pass line evening. And $338 is awfully sweet. So you take away the $90 I lost, and I was happy. And
The next day with Jeff, he's a blackjack guy, and he didn't break even. After we spent an hour and a half at the casino, we spent a day at the beach and then had lunch, and then Rocky Gap has an indoor pool with a sliding roof that opens, and it was open because it was almost 90. I think it was 90. So we had a lot of swimming. You know how that's important to Janie and one of our grandkids, and so it was great. So anyway, so Jeff and I are going to play, you know, an hour and a half, we said, and we'll go back and, you know, be with the women's young lady. And I won another $103. And this time I was a little more, what's the word, careful. I didn't play the pass line or the dumb pass. I played the Iron Cross, of all things. And I didn't get behind at all, and I ended up with $103. So I came home with over $300 to the good, and I was happy. And the slot player friends that first night, Janie, Elaine, and Jerry, they all lost. They all lost. Now, Janie was there the second day, of course, and she had some big hits the second day, and she walked out of Rocky Gap about $160 ahead. So it was a great trip, and we promised ourselves we'd be good, behave, and stay home in September and get a lot of things done around the house. You know how that works. And we'll be ready for our trip in October. October 1st will be and then that's a Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll be at the Luxor. We don't stay in the Pyramid. We love the Towers room. Upgraded room there. And then Saturday morning, I think it's a 45-minute flight. We'll be headed to Reno, and we'll be in Reno for Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and we're coming back on Wednesday. We're staying Tuesday and coming back on Wednesday. So 8 nights in casinos, and I want to take some more serious cash with me, and that's why I'm being careful right now. I hope you understand that. I know in September you got to send another payment into the IRS. You know, if you do the voucher thing with all the different things I got going financially. So I got to worry about that, get that done, and then be careful to get all my items on the list done. And we're heading off to the Sin City for 4 nights. And in Reno, wow, I'm excited about that for 4 nights. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. McCarran International Airport, to hell with what the experts say, right? Throw $10 in those damn machines and see what you can do. Hey, and by the way, I tried that at Rocky Gap this time. I know that their big progressive machine that I always tell you about. As we checked out, Janie said, okay, it's your turn. I went in, put 20 in, $5 cranks, you know, I wouldn't play full bet, and didn't win a damn thing in the first 3. And in the fourth one, I won $20, so I thought, you know, this is a sign. So I just said, I'll just take my $20 back. And that was it. So we'll see what happens. And Janie and I both, I won $500 doing that one day, and when we were leaving, and Janie won almost $500. So it's something we do at the Rocky Gap Casino Resort. Please check that out online. I can't describe it in words. It's my pick for the most beautiful casino venue in the United States. You know, and again, it's not about the number of table games or the number of slot machines. It's about how it looks there on the outside in this beautiful, scenic, too good to be true, you know, white sand beach, indoor pool, beautiful, clear water, mountain lake, boat rentals, fishing, 2 championship golf courses, just absolutely gorgeous for the eye. So check it out online, the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Flintstone, Maryland. Hey, and remember, Casinos USA, you know, we seek life, liberty, and happiness, the pursuit of happiness. And Casinos USA is a special place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.